Public funding could be withheld from sports clubs and organisations in the future if they're found not to be doing enough to deal with the abuse of players, referees and officials, the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Tourism, Culture, Arts, Sports and Media has signalled. Launching the findings of its report on the elimination of abuse directed towards referees, officials and players in sports, the committee has set out recommendations that they hope will make sport a safer and more welcoming environment for participants. Well, we're joined by one of the members of the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Sport, Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne. Good morning to you, Malcolm, and thank you for joining us on the Kerry Today Show.
Good morning, Tressa, and good morning to your listeners.
Tell us the key recommendations that you're endorsing.
So we know that abuse in sport is unfortunately a growing phenomenon, and we heard from a range of the sporting codes, and this is not confined to one or two sports. We know it's as much happening at pitch side, at amateur games, as at professional games, and increasingly one of the problems is that we're seeing abuse is taking place online. So one of the things that we have suggested is that there would be a sports ombudsman appointed, working across all sports, whose role would be to look at safeguarding all participants and to promote the resolution of duty of care issues. So where there are abuse or other questions that need to be addressed, he or she can intervene. That Sport Ireland would draw up a national code of conduct across Irish sports to deal with questions around how you tackle abuse. A lot of national governing bodies of sport have some measures already in place in this regard, and some of those could act as good models, but we believe that it needs to apply across all areas. We're also setting up a government under the Online Safety and Media Regulation Bill. We're setting up a new media commission that will include an online safety commissioner, and one of the things that we're asking the new online safety commissioner to do is to specifically look at how we can tackle online abuse of referees, officials and those taking part in sport. And I guess, and coming to your earlier point, one of the recommendations that we also make is that if it's determined that a national governing body of sport or a sporting organization is not taking seriously the question of addressing abuse in sport, then that will have funding implications if it's in receipt of state funding, and virtually every sporting organisation in the country is in receipt of state funding.
So they could see potentially adios or a stop to their funding through sports capital grants.
That's correct. Now I think, in fairness, most sporting organisations have a code of conduct in place already, and we're looking in some cases just for that to be strengthened. And I think we certainly know from talking to national governing bodies, for those representing referees in particular, that they want this to stop, that they want the action to be taken. We don't want to go down that route. But if there is a case that there is a sporting code that it is determined that isn't taking abuse of sports stars or officials or referees seriously, then that could have funding implications. And the reason we're taking this so seriously, Tross, is that, look, we all enjoy sport. We enjoy either playing it or watching it or whatever. But increasingly we're seeing abuse pitch side and also online. And this isn't even, and I mean, I'm sure some of your listeners can call in and talk about some of the instances they've experienced. This isn't even necessarily always at professional or semi-professional games. You're often talking about amateur games. Amateur volunteer referees, for instance, getting ferocious abuse. And there is a thin line between criticism of somebody's sporting performance and some of the abuse that I think most people would be familiar with.
Malcolm, whatever about clubs not taking seriously if their instance on the pitch or people shouting and roaring at matches and being abusive, for example, towards referees or being threatening even in some instances towards referees. But is it fair that clubs should be held to account or potentially face the withholding of funding if a referee, for example, is the subject of online abuse? they can't control an individual if they decide to abuse somebody online. Surely the focus there should be on the social media companies, the platforms.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's why we mentioned with regard to the Online Safety Commissioner that they will have a role in terms of looking at how codes can be developed for those platforms. Frankly, though, I don't believe that the social media companies are doing enough. I think in particular Twitter has become a toxic platform. About 20% of accounts on Twitter are anonymous or bots. Very few of them tend to, you know, have words of praise for anybody, and we need to stamp out that kind of level of abuse. One, because obviously it is disturbing, and we've heard from particularly referees and match officials, it is disturbing some of the abuse that they have received. But also it's going to put off, and we heard evidence of this, that it is putting off people from getting involved in various games. And this applies across, you know, all of the sporting codes. And one thing that we're glad about is that every single sporting code with whom we spoke, they recognise that there is a problem. They all want to stamp it out. If it's identified that, you know, that the, for instance, that the online abuse is coming from a member of your club against somebody else, there would certainly be an expectation that you would take action against the that member of the club. But there is obviously that challenge of, you know, the anonymous accounts. That is something that, in the context of the overall question of online safety that we're seeking to address as legislators, that is something that is a priority for us.
And sports and clubs and organisations, it's in their own interests. Indeed, it's in the interests of the enrichment of society as a whole that you do have people who are prepared to volunteer as referees, as managers, as coaches, or whatever, to who want to get involved in sport. Because if they're getting dogs abuse as a referee, they're just going to leave. They're going to say, look, yeah, I've enough going on in my life. I volunteered. I gave up my time. I don't deserve to be treated in such a way.
Yeah, well, with nearly every team game, that team game can't go ahead without a referee. And, you know, this is not about somebody criticising a referee's decision, say, look, I think you made the wrong call. But some of the abuse that is being levelled at referees and match officials, some of the altercations that have happened, you know, during games and after games, and then indeed increasingly some of the online abuse that referees have experienced, and we got, you know, we had evidence of this provided to us in the committee. It's shocking stuff. It's appalling stuff. And I'm pretty certain, trust, some of your listeners will be able to recount stories of instances that they've seen or heard pitch side, or some of the stuff that they've seen online. And we've really got to stamp this out. You know, sport is, you know, it's a wonderful community activity. It's something when we see professional sports stars or GA players at intercounty level, you know, how they perform, you know, that they're incredible athletes. Referees have a very difficult job to do as well in those circumstances. And we've got to look at showing respect for people who, you know, put themselves out there in that regard. One, because it's in the interest of all of us that, you know, those games go ahead. But two, you know, we've got to send a message out there very, very clearly that if we want to encourage more people to take part in sport, if we want to encourage more people to become referees and match officials, then they have to know that it is a safe environment in which to do this.
Finally, on a slightly separate issue, the match on Sunday involving Galway and Armagh, the brawl that took place at the end of normal time, the eye gouging on a Galway player, has the GAA suffered reputational damage as a result of all this?
I think there is. I think, well, look, the GAA has its own disciplinary procedures. It's going to take action on foot of, you know, examining the evidence there, and that's a matter for them. I think one thing that is important to stress is that, you know, the overwhelming majority of players are respectful. They don't engage in that behaviour. Unfortunately, though, there are incidents like that that happen from time to time, and, you know, it's a matter for the GAA, but I certainly think it does send out a very poor message if they don't deal with that kind of behaviour very strongly. Sports should be fun, it should be entertaining, it should be athletic, it shouldn't be about violence creeping over, onto the pitch side, and particularly for younger viewers and for young people who happen to be at the game, seeing those sort of images, it's just not acceptable.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne, who's one of the members of the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Tourism, Culture, Arts, Sport and Media. They've launched the findings of their report on the elimination of abuse directed towards referees, officials and players in sports. And in one of the recommendations that there should be the potential withholding of state funding for non-compliant clubs or organisations that don't take seriously the abuse of players, referees and others involved.